here's a story from The World.
The injuries from the Beirut explosion last week were devastating. One doctor tweeted, "It was like the doors to hell had opened." The World's Shirin Jafari spoke with staff at several Beirut hospitals to hear their accounts.
Pamela Zainoun is a nurse at St. George's Hospital in Beirut. It was the closest hospital to the epicenter of the blast. The explosion was so strong, she says, it knocked her off her feet. She passed out on the floor.
So I woke up. I did not know where I was.
She'd been hurled outside of the neonatal unit where she works.
I tried to go back through the door. I went through, but the door was closed shut.
Behind those closed doors were five babies, all of them in incubators for health issues. Two were saved by a nurse and a father. Zainoun picked up the remaining three.
So we started running down the stairs. There was no electricity, blood everywhere, people screaming. We did not know even where the exit was.
In the frenzy, Zainoun got separated from the others. Her heart was racing because she knew she had to get the babies to another hospital quickly. They had to be incubated to survive.
Suddenly, I find myself carrying these three babies. So I decided to go in the opposite direction and walk on the road till I reach another peripheral hospital, which is close by our hospital.
Zainoun walked for about 40 minutes, babies in arm.
I reached there. They did not let me in because their situation was even worse than ours.
Injured staff, damaged building, no incubators.
So I walked again. A doctor that works at our hospital saw me walking on the street. He held me by the shoulders. He told me, "We need to focus. Calm down. We need to focus. We need to get these babies to safety."
No cars could get by because of the debris. Surprisingly, Zainoun says, through all the commotion, the babies weren't even crying.
So I always checked their color. Are they blue or are they pink? They were not crying. They were just sleeping, you know?
Eventually, they made it to a hospital that was still functioning. But there was only one incubator.
So I fit three babies in one incubator just to keep them warm and safe.
Shortly after, she says, the newborns were reunited with their parents. What Zainoun did is just one example of what medical staff were up against that night. Doctors and nurses in the city treated casualties on a scale they'd never seen before. All that while they themselves were still in shock. This was the scene at the emergency room at the American University of Beirut Medical Center. People are running around. One doctor rushes to the entrance as he's pulling on his protective gown.
It's horrible, basically.
Dr. Saeed Taraf shared this video with me. He's an anesthesiologist resident at the hospital. He says he just left for the day, but rushed back when officials announced something called Code D.
Which stands for disaster and basically says every physician who's around the hospital should report to duty.
Taraf was assigned to the operating room. He says everyone was working at full speed.
There was a shortage of everything, including blood products, so patients were literally just bleeding to death.
The explosion sent shards of glass and debris flying in the air, so doctors treated lots of lacerations and lots of bleeding. Fred Ptesh is a neurosurgery resident at another hospital in Beirut. He says some of the injured were patients already in the hospital.
Some patients were ejected from their beds. We've had glass has fallen. Parts of labs have been destroyed.
Ptesh says the hospital became a main trauma center.
I mean, we operated on children as young as 3 to 4 years old, knowing that most likely they won't make it, but in these situations, you can't decide. The heart is beating, you have to do your job.
In all, four Beirut hospitals were so badly damaged, they had to be taken out of operation. And four staff died, says Dr. Firas Abiyad, who runs Lebanon's largest public hospital. He says some medical staff had to treat the wounded in the streets and parking lots. I asked him if he'd ever seen anything like this.
During the civil war, we've seen casualties and we've seen car bombs and blasts of different magnitudes. But what is different this time is the magnitude.
Abiyad says hospitals were already under pressure from the coronavirus. Lebanon is going through an economic crisis too. The country imports nearly all of its medical supplies, he says, and now the port is destroyed. He's worried how hospitals will manage. The disaster may also trigger a surge in coronavirus cases because it's hard to follow social distancing during an emergency.
The hospitals, all the hospitals are working at almost full capacity, and it would be very hard to see where we can get additional capacity should there is an increase in the number of COVID cases.
Still, despite the challenges, doctors and nurses say they're far from giving up. Syed Taraf of the Beirut Medical Center has hardly stopped working. The other day, he helped deliver 12 babies.
They give me hope, these newborns. I saw happy parents. I saw like a new hope.
A new hope, he says, that Lebanon could use more of. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.